we'll just start with your name and what you do here.
Okay, Ross Viehmeyer. I'm the president of Lena Beverage or Lena Brewing Company. Been doing that for about 4.5 years, almost five. What do? I clean the toilets, I swing hammers, I do whatever I have to do, I guess. I work with the distributors, taste the beer, make sure everything's moving the way it's supposed to, and just kind of oversee any of the day-to-day operations. Everybody does everything in this business, so we're all pretty hands-on. The two guys we have brewing do a wonderful job, so I don't have to get too involved in that. Product development, if we're rolling out a new brand, working on cost models, none of the fun stuff you want to hear about, but stuff that makes the wheels on the bus go round and round.
Are you doing anything new right now?
In the fall, we release a lot of new beers. So you heard Andy talk about Oktoberfest, that's every year. Thrashed Oats, our oatmeal stout, comes out. Caramel Pecan Coffee Stout, which is out all year round, kind of becomes more prevalent. We release a black raspberry Dunkelweizen called Drunkelberry, and that one comes out in the fall. And then another beer that becomes it's a year-round beer, but it becomes more prevalent in the fall and winter, Belgian Quad, our 9.2% workhorse, and it's called Belgian Workhorse. So we're releasing a new amber lager. It'll be the second lager we make, which is pretty wild. Most craft brewers lean on ales more than lagers. They're faster. They're a little more forgiving. Lagers are low and slow, and they take about 2 to 3 times as much fermentation time as a normal ale. And then we've got a high-gravity imperial stout coming out, which would be pretty nice coming into winter. So new stuff like that. You know, those guys brew the beer, they tell us the recipe. We do a bunch of R&D and tastings and let people try things before we go crazy. Because, you know, when you're doing a small batch, you do 15 gallons. When you're doing a big batch, you do 600 gallons. So you've got to really make sure it's what you want it to be before you roll it.
You've got the RFD. Can you talk a little bit about what that is in the fundraising?
Yeah, LFD, Lena Fire Department. So we started this last year as kind of a cool... It's almost like a perpetual fundraiser. You know, being a business, small business especially, we donate hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month to different businesses, sports associations, things like that. So we worked with the fire department. They had, you know, everything's really tight from a tax perspective right now for any government-funded entities. So these guys had a new line in their budget that they weren't really prepared for. Obviously, they take care of us. We appreciate everything they do and making sure we're safe. So we wanted to help them. So we came up with a perpetual fundraiser. Basically, all they have to do is put their name on a beer. We worked with them, developed a logo, and they get, I believe it's 20% of the proceeds of this beer. So last year we gave them, it was just over $5,000. This year we're up to almost $4,000. Good fundraiser, great group, awesome guys. Love working with them, and then obviously they can come out and drink a fair amount of beer themselves. So that's good.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to go up front and just grab yourself a beer real quick.
I just grabbed myself a Thrashed Oats. Probably one of my fave beers right now. You know, everybody asks me all the time, what's your favorite Lena Brewing Company beer? And it changes all the time. My mood changes the beer I'm drinking. It doesn't matter whether I'm here or I'm on the road, whatever. Right now, I'm looking for something a little more malty, not quite heavy, very clean finish, and that's exactly what this oatmeal stout is. It's great. It's dark. It's got a good base, good roasty aroma, but it doesn't leave like you're scratching your tongue full of hops or your mouth isn't real dry because there's so much malt or alcohol. It's just a really clean 5% beer. This is probably my go-to and will be all the way through harvest season. So,
awesome.
Cheers.
Cheers.
There you go. Thanks, guys.